At the time that your employment visa limit of stay is due to expire, if you don't have the continuing rationale for remaining in Hong Kong as an employee because your contract has come to an end, and in any event it was just a short-term employment visa nonetheless, then for you to remain in Hong Kong as a visitor will not be problematic at all, but there will be a process that you need to go through in order to achieve this outcome. There are two ways to go about doing it. The first is to go down to the Immigration Department, to the Visitor Extension section, wait probably 3/4 of a day, and get yourself up to a maximum of possibly 2-week visitor visa extension upon request of an immigration officer going through the visitor visa extension process. And they will readily grant you, no doubt, a 2-week extension to your present to your present limit of stay, converting you from an employment visa holder to a visitor at that time. So that should not be problematic at all. The real problem there, of course, is that even it's going to take a long time, it gets very busy, and the visitor visa guys at the Immigration Department are under a lot of pressure, and you know, they tend to be somewhat brusque in the way that they process such applicants. But you will get the extension, so don't worry about that. Alternatively, and ideally, what I would suggest that you do is on the final date of your current limit of stay as an employment visa holder, take, in a sense, the 11 o'clock evening ferry over to Macau, arrive in Macau, and come back from Macau into Hong Kong on the very next ferry, which will bring you into Hong Kong on the next day, the day after your current limit of stay as an employment visa holder expires. And at the point of arrival, the immigration officer will only be able to grant you a visitor visa, because that's the only status that that will be open to you, given that your employment visa will have expired the day before. And as a Canadian national, you will get a 90-day period of stay. And that's the same for most Western nationalities, such as most Europeans and also Americans, for that matter. And at that point, you'll be then granted the time that you need in Hong Kong to complete your final activities here as a visitor. Okay, I hope this helps.